Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Executive Director of Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Quickly, Beirut, Hezbollah, acknowledging that the resupply route from Tehran for its arsenal and its support looks to be cut, although I believe there is the possibility of making an arrangement with Damascus under the hands of al-Jalani. Or are they dreaming, Jonathan? Are they really cut off now?
Right now, they're cut off. And I think this is a direct result of the Assad regime's collapse. Naim Qassem, the new head of Hezbollah, has said as much in his recent national address. He believes that it's possible to renegotiate. And it is possible because, of course, Iran and al-Qaeda have collaborated in the past. They've done so on 9/11. They did so in Iraq. They did so in Afghanistan. It's possible to see them collaborate here, joining forces against their common enemy in Israel. That is possible. But I would say that at least for now, Hezbollah does appear to be cut off. They were weakened significantly in their battles with Israel since September. Israel has really delivered some significant blows to Hezbollah. This latest one is a crippling one, in my view, because in their weakened state, they are currently unable to bring in weapons to replenish and restock in preparation for another battle with Israel. This is good news for Israel, even with the concerns that I am voicing as it relates to Syria.
Spoke with a combat commander from the Northern Front last week in the United States for the moment. He commanded a battalion for a year on the northern border, lost 14 people. His opinion is that the northern border cannot be safe until Israel controls everything to the Litani River. Is that generally shared in Jerusalem, that there's no peace until we own the Litani?
Well, I think right now the Israelis are going with the concept that as long as Israel can patrol everything south of the Litani, bomb threats as they materialize, which has been enshrined in a what we call a side letter between the United States and the Israelis, that the policing of southern Lebanon is now fully in the hands of the Israelis. They're not relying upon UNIFIL. They're not relying upon the Lebanese armed forces. They're relying upon themselves and their intelligence, and they continue to strike Hezbollah assets as they see fit. As long as Israel is able to do that without provoking a wider war, I can imagine a situation whereby the North can be rebuilt slowly over time.
Netanyahu's office denies report he's heading to Cairo is a headline from Jerusalem. Negotiation for the ceasefire. Earlier, there was a report that he's heading to Cairo. There's talk again that the Israeli negotiators arrived in Cairo. To what end, Jonathan? Because I think it's come down to posturing by Hamas. Is there a solution to this, or is this just the way they like it?
Look, I think that we are very close to a deal. My sense right now is that a deal is in the offing. My question really, though, is whether Hamas is going to be willing to give up all 100 of its hostages. Right. There are 100 Israelis dead and alive. We think that there's probably 35 or 40 of them alive. The rest have unfortunately passed, been murdered very likely by their captors. But I think in order for this war to end, in order for a visit to Cairo to be worth the while of the Israeli prime minister, all of these things, you know, they need to be settled. Like the full account needs to be settled here, John, because if you don't get a full deal, if Israel doesn't get back all of its fallen nationals and those that are still alive and can be reunited with their families, the war in Gaza will continue. There's no question the Israelis are going to keep fighting on. This actually will require a surrender by Hamas. The question is whether Hamas is prepared to surrender at this point. We are getting a sense, though, that Hamas is perhaps coming around to some of the proposals that Israel has suggested, namely that Israel is going to remain in Gaza even after a hostage swap. If they agree to that, that is perhaps a sign that they understand that all is lost in their battle that was launched on October 7th.
Is Cairo cooperating? It's been used for a year as a neutral site, but the Philadelphia corridor is not. That's not about being neutral. That's about Cairo being stubborn. Have they changed?
I don't think they've changed. I think they have been chastened. I think they have been they've been revealed to be operating these tunnels. We now know, I think, without really any question, that Cairo has been the transit point for weapons, for fighters, for materiel, probably for money. I think that there will need to be some serious discussions between the United States, Israel, and Egypt about the future of this particular border. But I think for now, the Israelis are no longer going to be pointing fingers. I think the U.S. has probably asked the Israelis not to point fingers at Egypt. They're asking the Egyptians to play a positive role in the negotiation of these hostage deals, or one possible hostage deal. This is all, I think, positive. But I do think that this bill must come due at some point, John. I do think that there needs to be a reckoning between Cairo and Israel and the U.S. about what happened here, and to make sure that it does not happen again. I think the Israelis understand that they need Cairo. They need this relationship to endure, which dates back to the late 1970s, but it cannot continue in the way that it has. So a new contract must be written. I think the question is when.
We have a minute. It is said, loose talk, that the Syrian air defense is down. This is the moment to strike Iran's nuclear nuclear program. Do they have the 2,000-pound bombs? I don't know. Is that a sensible decision to be made now that Iran is on its knees? I don't know. Is there a general opinion by the analysts, Jonathan, strike or no strike? We have 30 seconds.
I think the Israelis are lacking several things, namely B-52 bombers and massive ordnance penetrators. They're missing some of the key ingredients that would be necessary for a successful strike in a short period of time. They may have the tools for a longer campaign, one that is far less efficient.
Jonathan Shanzer, Executive Director, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.